今天选读的经文记载在新约马太福音5章13至20节。我们用起印的方式来读今天的经文，我读单数节，会众请读双数节。马太福音5章13节：你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。人点灯不放在斗顶下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
我实在告诉你，就是要给你一个规矩，必要给你一个规矩，都要成全。
所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国要称为最小的。但无论何能遵行这诫命，又教训能遵行，他在天国要称为大的。本周箴言，请大家连同经文出处连续读两次：马太福音5章13至14节，耶稣说：“你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。你们是世上的光，晨照在山上，是不能隐藏的。”
早上好。
It's good to see all of you this morning.
很高兴今天看到大家。
I'm honored to be here with you this morning.
我很荣幸今天能够跟大家在一起。
Let us go before the Lord in a word of prayer.
我们先到主面前一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, gracious, powerful.
我们在天上的父，我们慈悲全能的主。
We thank you for this opportunity that we can look into your word.
我们感谢主今天能够来到你这里来阅读你的话语。
I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will be working on all of us at this point, this time, right now.
我们求主的圣灵今天在我们当中，在我们身上中工作。
That you will be transforming hearts and minds.
求你改变我们，改变我们的生命和改变我们的内心。
That you will be transforming us from the inside out.
求主从我们的心里边开始改变我们。
And I pray, Lord, that the words that I speak would not be my words, but that they would be your words.
主啊，我祷告，我今天要传讲的话语不是我自己的话，而是你的话。
That anything that I say would not come from my own human wisdom, but be what would come from your divine truth, word, and wisdom.
帮助我，我今天传讲的话语不是我自己人的智慧，而是你的，从你的圣言那里出发的你的智慧。
That in all things you would be glorified, magnified, and lifted up.
在一切的事情上，你的名得荣耀，你的生命活在我们当中。
We pray this all in thy wonderful name, Jesus the Christ.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
If we were to go back in time and visit me when I was in high school, I doubt any of you would recognize me, and not just because I had more hair and it was darker back then.
那如果我要回到几十年前，我还在读中学的时候。那我想你会看到一个非常不一样的我，不单是因为我那时候头发比较多一点或者黑一点。
Back when I was in high school, I was rebellious.
我在中学的时候我是很反叛的。
And honestly, I was lazy too.
那老实说，我那时候也很懒。
I didn't like rules, and I didn't put a whole lot of effort into my schooling.
我很不守规矩，而且呢，我学习也不是很认真。
Looking back now, I can see how foolish I was to waste the opportunities that my parents and God had given.
那现在回想起来，我有点后悔了。当时我真的是很蠢，浪费了很多上帝还有我父母给我的机会。
And as an encouragement, if any of you have children out there who are struggling through a period like that,
那我想在我们当中也有一些人，你们的小孩子可能也经历同样的这种情况哈。
The hope is on the other side, they can do well too.
那我们。
They can do well too.
Oh, okay. 那我也希望说他们也能够那个比我原来做得更好。
See, when I went away to college, I knew things needed to change.
那后来我去到大学里边，然后我就觉得说我要改变自己。
I knew in my head I needed to study hard.
我脑子里面知道我要更认真的去学习。
I knew I needed to follow the rules.
我也知道说我应该要守规矩。
But I didn't.
但我也没有。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because even though my mind knew what was right, I was still me.
因为的话，我脑子里边说我应该怎么样做，但是呢，外在的话我还是这样子，没有改变。
My heart was still rebellious.
我心里边还是很反叛的。
I couldn't change myself just by trying harder.
我自己很努力，但是我还是没有什么改变。
But everything started to shift when I was 19 and I became a Christian.
但是到了我19岁以后，我成了基督徒以后，然后我就慢慢开始改变了。
Now I'm not saying that my IQ suddenly changed or that school became easy.
我并不是说我的智商忽然有跳跃式的增长，或者说学校的标准降低了。
What changed was my heart.
真正改变的是我的内心。
When I came to face to face with my own personal sinfulness and the grace of my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, I couldn't help but see the world differently.
当我能够真正面对我自己，我内心的这个糟糕的境况，然后也让我看到我的救主耶稣基督的完美的生命的时候，那我自己就开始有改变了。
Slowly, Jesus began to transform me from the inside out.
慢慢的，耶稣基督就开始在我里边工作，从里边开始转变我。
I realized that God had placed me in school for a purpose.
我就开始明白，上帝把我放在这个学校里边是有他的意图。
Suddenly doing my homework and following the rules wasn't about authority, it became an act of worship.
忽然间我就觉得说要守学校的规矩，要努力学习，并不是说哦有一个权威要压着我一定要这样做，而是说变成我的一种敬拜。
My effort in class became the natural fruit of my love for Jesus.
我在学校里边就慢慢就改变了，那这个不是出于我，而是因为上帝的爱改变了我。
And my life began to look different, not just because I was faking it, but because I was being remade.
我的生命就开始改变了，不是说因为我自己去假装去要做什么事情，努力去改变自己，而是说我真正的生命在改变。
And that brings us directly to the words of Jesus today.
那这就让我们看到耶稣在今天的读的经文里边他讲的话。
He tells us that this kind of change, this saltiness, this light, this deep, authentic righteousness is exactly what he came to give us.
这就让我们看到哈，他告诉我们的我们自己的身份是什么，就是世上的盐还有世上的光，这个就是我们真实的生命应该有的样子。
So if you have a Bible with you, please open to Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 20.
所以如果你有圣经的话，我请你翻到马太福音第五章的13节到20节。
We're going to see that because Jesus perfectly met God's standard, He transforms our hearts to live with an authentic righteousness that brings honor to the Father.
我们就可以看到耶稣因为他有一个完美的生命，他就能够帮助我们能够在上帝里边活出一个属神的生命来。
Today we're going to see three points out of this text.
今天我们要讲三个重点。
Number one, the visible difference.
第一点就是我们与这个世界的区别。
Number two, the unshakable standard.
第二点是要讲上帝不变的一个标准。
And number three, the authentic heart.
第三点，我们要讲到我们真实的内心是什么。
Let's start out with the visible difference.
我们来看一看，先看一看我们与这个世界有什么不一样。
Jesus begins by telling us exactly who we are.
耶稣一开始就告诉我们，我们应该是怎么样的一个身份。
He begins with two simple images that even a child can understand, but they carry a heavy weight: salt and light.
他一开始就告诉我们，用两个比喻来告诉我们，我们应该是怎么样的一个样子。那这两个比喻很浅显，每个人都懂。一个是盐，一个是光。
First, Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth."
首先，耶稣告诉我们，你们是这个世上的盐。
Now, when we think of salt, we often think of flavor, something that we add to our food to make it taste better.
我们想到盐的话，我们可能首先想到的是它作为一个调味料，就是我们在做菜的时候要加盐进去。
But in the ancient world, and even in some of our households growing up, salt wasn't just used to add flavor; it was used as a preservative.
但是我们要知道一点，就是说在古代的时候，包括我们以前小时候的时候都是这样子。那这个盐，它主要的这个做法，不是因为它是一个调味料，而是一个防腐剂。
Think about salted fish or preserved meats.
就好比如说这个。咸鱼还有腌肉。
Why do we pack them in salt?
那为什么我们在这些咸鱼腌肉里边要加上盐呢
？To stop the rot.
因为我们要防止它变质。
To prevent decay.
防止它变腐败。
That's our job as a church.
这就是我们教会的功用。
The world around us is spiritually rotting.
我们周围的世界在属灵上都是败坏的。
It is decaying into selfishness and sin.
都是在罪还有自私当中变质。
If we the church blend in with the rot, then we have failed to be the church.
如果我们教会是跟外面的世界一个味道的话，那我们就没有任何的功用。
Jesus gives us a terrifying warning here.
耶稣给我们一个很严重的警告。
He says, if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is useless. It is good for only being thrown out and trampled underfoot.
他说，盐如果变了味的话，失了味的话，那怎么能够让它再咸呢？如果没有用了以后，那只不过能够丢在外面，任人践踏。
If you look exactly like the world, you cannot save the world.
如果你跟周围的世界是一个样子的话，你不可能去拯救这个世界。
You're just part of the dirt.
你就跟别人一样，都是泥土。
Second, Jesus calls us the light of the world.
第二点，耶稣说我们是世上的光。
Salt works secretly inside of me, but light works openly.
我们会看到说盐是在肉里边，这个隐藏的在发生功用，但是光不一样，光是照在外面的。
Light cannot be hidden.
这个光是不可能隐藏的。
Living this way, being visibly different, is not easy.
我们会知道说我们与这个世界是不一样的，有区别的，但是这个事情非常的不容易。
It can be incredibly awkward.
有时候会让我们感到很尴尬。
We think that it's teenagers who are the only ones who feel peer pressure to blend in.
有时候我们会觉得说，只有那些年轻人会说，在他们的同学朋友当中会有一些的，别人会给他们一点压力那样子。
That's not true.
实际上这不对。
The pressure to blend in never stops.
因为不管是什么样的年纪，人总会觉得说我要跟别人同一个样子才行。
I remember when I worked in corporate finance, I was surrounded by situations where people were doing unethical things, fudging numbers and cutting corners.
我记得我在 这个金融行业工作的时候，那我就会碰到很多的这些周围有很多不太道德的事情，好比如说是编造数字啦，或者投机取巧啊那样子。
I didn't stand on my desk and preach sermons to them. I didn't have to.
我那时候当然也没有说我站在跳到桌子上，然后告诉他们说，哎，你们这样不对啊，然后讲一篇讲道那样子。
Simply by not participating and by holding to a higher standard, my presence became a light that exposed their darkness.
我只是说我知道我不会跟他们那样子。按照他们的标准行事，我要做正确的事情。这样子的话，就像光一样，就会让他们的这些不好的事情会暴露出来。
And let me tell you, they didn't like it.
但是我可以告诉你们哈，他们那些人是非常不喜欢我的。
Light makes people uncomfortable because it reveals what they want to keep hidden.
光会让人感到非常的不舒服，因为光会把那些黑暗的事情把它暴露出来。
It made things awkward for me at work.
对于我来说呢，我在工作当中就会觉得有点尴尬，有时候。
Some people avoided me.
有些人呢，他不大喜欢跟我打交道。
But others were drawn to it.
但是其他人又不一样，其他有些人呢，会被我这种行为吸引过来。
They saw the peace and the standard that I had.
因为他们看到我的平安，然后我有一个不同的标准。
Something that they didn't have and something that they longed for.
因为这些是他们所没有的，但是他们也非常想得到的。
On long flights and drives, they would ask me, "Why are you like this?"
那有时候我去出差，然后跟别人一起坐飞机啊，或者开车去出差那样子，他们就会问我说：“哎，你干嘛要这样子啊？”
My good works became a door to share the gospel.
那我自己的这种好行为就成了一个机会，然后能够吸引他们来听我讲福音。
We are called to be distinct.
所以上帝呼召我们，告诉我们，我们与这个世界不一样。
To be the salt that stops the rot and the light that exposes the dark.
我们要做盐，然后让这个世界不再腐朽下去。我们也要做光，然后把黑暗的东西给暴露出来。
But this standard is incredibly high.
但是这个标准是非常非常高的。
And if we're honest, we often fail to be distinct.
如果我们坦白的说的话呢，我们都做不到最好。
So how do we stand firm without being crushed by the pressure?
那我们怎么能够在这个压力面前能够站得稳呢？
And that leads us to the foundation that Jesus lays next.
这样就我们需要看到上帝给我们所立下的一个根基。
We have seen that we are called to be salt and light.
我们知道我们被上帝呼召要来做这个世界上的光还有盐。
But that raises a desperate question. What is the standard?
然后我们就不能避免的要面对一个问题。这个问题就是，这个标准在哪里呢？
How good do we have to be?
我们要做的多好才行呢？
In Jesus' day, the Pharisees accused him of being a liberal, of trying to tear down the traditions and the law of Moses.
耶稣在世的时候那些法利赛人呢就控告他说他是一个自由派，他要把上帝的律法都给取消掉。
But in verse 17, he stops him cold. He says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them."
但是在十七节这个地方，耶稣就清楚地堵上他们的嘴。耶稣说，莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
Do not miss this word fulfill.
我们不要跳过这个字，这个字就是成全。
Jesus did not come to lower the bar.
耶稣来不是说要降低标准。
He came to meet it.
耶稣来是要达到这个标准。
He came to complete the assignment that none of us could finish.
耶稣来就是要完成一个使命，这个使命是没有任何人能够做到的。
Why does this matter?
为什么这件事情很重要？
Because the standard of God's law is not try your best.
因为上帝给我们每个人的标准并不是说哎呀你就尽量做到最好就行了。
The standard is perfection.
这个标准是要达到完美。
Think of a heavy anchor or a heavy chain holding an anchor, anchoring a ship in the middle of a storm.
你就想想看在这个汪洋大海当中在风暴的时候这个一条船它要把这个锚然后沉到水底下然后要锚定这个船。
The chain might have 613 links, the number of commandments that are in the law.
那这个船的锚要连着一条锚链这个链子呢有613节、就是旧约律法中上帝的613条命令。
For that chain to stop holding, how many links need to break?
如果这条船的船链要断掉的话，那你觉得这个要断几根的几个节点呢？
Just one.
它只需要断掉一个地方。
James 2:10 tells us, for whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it.
所以雅各书的2:10说，因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了重条。
This is a terrifying standard.
这是个很可怕的一个标准。
In our culture, and especially in our families, we work hard for a 95% or maybe a 99%.
那我们在学校里边或者在家里边的话，如果我们的成绩是90分或者95分，那已经相当很好了，对不对？
An A minus is still a good grade.
或者说你拿到个 A 减那个成绩的话，已经是非常不错了。
But in God's courtroom, 99% obedience is a failing grade.
但是在上帝的法庭上，你做到了99%，你还是失败了。
The law of God is like a perfect pane of glass. One scratch, and the perfection is ruined.
上帝的律法就像一个很光滑的一块玻璃，那如果上面有一条的划痕的话，那这个玻璃就废掉了。
If salvation depended on our ability to be salt and light, then none of us would be saved.
如果我们得救的标准是我们要完全的做到世上的盐还有光那个样子的话，那我们肯定是做不到的。
We have all broken the chain. We have all scratched the glass.
我们每个人的链条都是断裂的，我们每一个人的玻璃板都是有划痕的。
This is why verse 17 is the best news in the whole wide world.
所以这也是为什么在17节上帝的话是给我们巨大的希望。
Jesus says, I came to fulfill.
耶稣说他来是要成全。
Jesus lived the life that we could not.
耶稣有一个完美的生命是我们每个人都做不到的。
He kept every single link in that chain intact 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for his entire life.
耶稣他在他的整个生命当中，在每一个时间里边，他都完全的遵守了上帝的所有的命令。
He never scratched the glass.
他的玻璃板是没有任何一条划痕的。
He fulfilled the moral law by living perfectly.
因为他过了一个完美的生命，所以他就完全了神的律法。
He fulfilled the ceremonial law by becoming the final sacrifice, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
因为他成了神的羔羊，他在上帝的他在十字架上成就了他的对人的救恩，他就有一个完美的生命。
He didn't come to destroy the world. He didn't come to destroy the rules. He came to fulfill them and give his perfect record to us.
他来到这个世界上，他不是说要毁灭这个世界，也不是说要废掉上帝的律法，而是说他要把他的完美的生命带到人的身上。
So we don't stand on our own personal record of righteousness.
所以我们今天所能够依靠的不是我们自己的成绩单。
Because we fail.
因为我们都不及格。
We stand on His.
我们是依靠他的成绩单。
And because we're standing on His finished work, something amazing happens to us.
因为我们所依靠的是他已经完成的这个事工，所以在我们身上就会有一些不一样的事情发生。
He begins to change us from the inside out.
他就可以在我们的心里边开始工作，改变我们。
This leads us to our final point.
然后我们就会看到后面最后我们要看的重点。
If Jesus fulfilled the law for us, how do we now live?
如果耶稣已经为我们成就了一切，我们今天应该怎么样去生活呢？
We know our identity, salt and light.
我们都知道我们的身份是什么，我们是盐还有光。
We know our foundation, Christ's perfection.
我们也知道我们的根基是什么，那就是耶稣基督完美的生命。
But what does living this out look like on a Tuesday afternoon?
但对于我们来说，我们在我们的生命当中，好比如说，哦，在礼拜二下午的这个时间里边，我们怎么样活出这样的生命呢？
Jesus ends this section with a shock. He says, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣给我们一个很严重的一个警告哈，他在二十节告诉我们说，你们的义如果不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，就断不能进天国。
The Pharisees were the religious Navy SEALs of their day.
在耶稣的时代，这些法利赛人哈，就像我们今天的这个海军陆战队的这个精英的这个特种兵。
They were the religious elite, the best of the best.
在宗教方面的话，他们就是精英分子，他们是最好的那些宗教人士。
We talk about memorizing Bible verses. They memorized the Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament.
那我们有时候会说，哎呀，我们需要背诵一些经文的那样经节那样子哈。但是他们是把整个陀拉就是。这个旧约圣经的头五本书，他们是可以背得滚瓜烂熟。
They fasted, they tithed, and not just tithed, they tithed off of stuff they grew in their gardens.
那他们是要去进食祷告，然后呢，他们还要去做十一奉献，而且他们是做的比别人都会更好。
If they are good enough, well then who is?
如果他们还做的不够好的话。那别的人肯定就做得更差了。
Ah, there's a clue for us in Matthew chapter 23, verse 27.
那在这个马太福音23章27节里边，耶稣给我们一点启示哈。
Jesus tells us that the Pharisees were like whitewashed tombs, beautiful on the outside, but dead on the inside.
在这个地方耶稣给我们一个启示，他讲到这些法利赛人，他形容他们是粉饰的坟墓，就是在外面看起来很光鲜亮丽，但是里边的话呢，真的是很败坏。
They had mastered the art of looking right without being right.
他们在假装自己做得很好，实际上做得不好，这个事情上，掩盖自己的事情上，他们是做的是非常的漂亮。
I saw this with a number of my friends who were PKs, pastors' kids.
你可以看到哈，有一些人哈，他们就像是牧师里边最好的好孩子。
The congregations expected them to be perfect angels, examples of all Christianity.
那周围的人，教会里人都觉得他们啊，真的是像上帝的天使那样，他们是我们看的最做的最好的人。
The pressure on them was enormous.
但是其实在他们的身上这个压力也是会变得越来越大。
So for many of them, they learn to wear a mask.
所以这些人往往会学会慢慢要给自己戴上一个面具。
They learn to say the right things at the right times and smile at the right times, all while their hearts were far from God.
他们会想着说，哎呀，我们要跟别人说正确的话，然后呢，对人要有微笑啊，对人要友善的那样子。但实际上，他内心可能完全不是这样子。
But the reality is, we do this too.
但是事实上，我们每个人都可能会做这种事情。
We treat our righteousness like a costume.
我们把自己的义好像把它当成是自己一个演戏的戏服那样穿在身上。
But a costume eventually gets heavy.
但是这个戏服越来越会越变得沉重。
The mask eventually slips.
然后你脸上的这个面具也会慢慢的滑掉。
And Jesus wants more for us than a life of just acting.
耶稣希望我们的生命不光是 不是那种只是外面看起来很好的那个生命。
He wants authenticity.
他需要我们一个真实的感受。
So how do we move from looking right to being right?
那我们怎么样从一个看起来很好到真正好的一个生命呢？
Well, we can't do it by willpower alone.
我们不可能说靠着我们人的意志来做到这一点。
We need to be positioned, we need to position ourselves to be changed and transformed by Jesus himself.
我们需要改变自己，我们需要让耶稣来到我们的生命当中，让他来改变我们的生命。
I want to give you four practical ways to help you let Jesus change your heart.
我想给大家四个具体的建议来学习怎么样让耶稣来改变我们的生命。
Number one, confess, drop the mask.
第一点很重要的，我们必须要坦诚自己的问题，来把自己的面具给拿掉。
It starts with honesty.
所以我们一开始就必须要在上帝面前坦诚。
You have to admit, God, I'm acting.
你必须要承认说，来到主的面前，告诉上帝说：“主啊，我真的像是在演戏。”
You have to admit, God, I'm angry, I'm lustful, I'm tired, I'm whatever, fill in the blank.
你要跟上帝说：“主啊，我知道我自己真的是很愤怒，我们真的是我心里边有很多的邪情的私欲，我也很这个厌倦，然后我有很多其他的状况。”
You have to confess the sins that are eating you up inside of you.
我们要承认我们内心的罪正在不断地侵蚀我们的生命。
You cannot be healed of a sickness you refuse to admit that you have.
一个人如果不承认自己有问题的话，有健康上的问题的话，你当然也不可能得到医治。
Confession breaks the power of the mask.
坦白自己，这个就能够打破这个罪对我们的辖制。
Number two, refocus, change the source.
第二点，我们要改变方向，我们要获取一个新的资源。
We often try and fill our empty hearts with junk food, doom scrolling on social media, binge watching TV, overworking for money.
人在内心空虚的时候，就会去寻找不同的东西来满足自己。好比如说去上网啊，花很多时间去看这些社交网站啊，这些视频啊，或者是看电视啊，或者是努力工作啊那样子。
We aren't doing these things because we're evil, we're doing them because we're thirsty.
我们往往做这些事情的时候不是说我们很邪恶，而是说我们内心非常的空虚。
We're looking for satisfaction in things that cannot hope to satisfy us.
我们要找一些东西来填补我们自己内心的空虚，给我们一些满足感，但这些东西从来都不会给我们满足感。
We must refocus. We must turn to Jesus and say, You are better than the phone. You are better than the promotion.
我们必须要调整自己的方向，我们必须要来到耶稣的面前跟他说，主啊，我知道你比这个手机更重要，你比我自己的工作，你比我在公司里边的地位要更有价值。
When you taste a delicious steak, you stop craving mud pies.
就像说一个人如果他有一个很好的牛扒吃，他就不会再想说，哎呀，我还要再多吃，再吃个蛋糕那样子。
Number three, pray.Partner with the Spirit.
第三点，我们要学习祷告，然后与圣灵一同做工。
You cannot transform your own heart any more than you can perform surgery on yourself.
就像一个人，他不可能给自己动手术、开刀那样子，一个人也不能依靠自己改变自己的内心。
You need the surgeon.
你需要一个外科医生。
Pray a dangerous prayer.
你要做一个非常有效的祷告。
Holy Spirit, show me my idols. Show me where I am faking it. Change my desires.
圣灵啊，求你帮助我看到我内心的邪恶，看到我内心的那些偶像，求你帮助我改变我的生命。
And number four, obey, walk in power.
第四点，我们要学习顺服。
When the Spirit speaks, move.
当圣灵对你说话的时候，你就需要有勇气去开始转变。
This isn't about earning salvation, it's about exercising your new life.
这个并不是说你要去赚取得救的功德，而是说你要把你的新的生命要把它活出来。
If the Holy Spirit prompts you to apologize to someone, do it.
如果圣灵提示你说要跟别人去道歉的话，那你就去做。
If he prompts you to be generous, do it.
如果圣灵提示你说你要去做一个更慷慨的人的话，那你就这样做。
This is how the inside reality works its way to the outside life.
这就是说要把我们内心的那种生命把它活出来，活在我们的行为当中。
Jesus fulfilled the law so that we could be free from the pressure to perform.
因为耶稣已经成就了一个完美的生命，所以我们不需要感到说有压力，说啊我必须要做什么事情。
He gives us His records.
因为他把他的成绩单交给了我们。
And now He invites us to take off the mask and let Him make us truly, deeply, authentically righteous.
所以耶稣已经做了他做的完美的生命，他就告诉我们，我们可以放下我们的面具，然后来到他的面前，然后做一个真正的人，然后活出我们内心的信仰。
That brings us back to the picture of me in college.
就让我再一次回想到我在大学的时候的光景。
I knew the rules.
我知道这个有学校有一些的这个规条，对不对
？I knew I needed to study.
我也知道说我必须要认真去学习。
I knew what a good student looked like.
我知道好学生应该是什么样子。
But I was stuck.
但是我被困住了。
I was unable to change my behavior because I was unable to change my heart.
我没有办法改变我自己的外在的行为，因为我的内心就没有改变。
I was trying to fix a spiritual problem with human willpower.And I was failing.
我只是想说，通过我自己人的这个意志哈，想去改变我的生命的状况，但是实际上是失败的。
And as I look around this room, I know I am not the only one.
那现在的话，我们在座的人自己看一看哈，我想我的那个状况并不是一个孤立。
Some of you are in that exact same situation today.
我们当中可能有一些人会觉得说啊，其实我自己也是那个样子。
You know the theology.
你可能知道一些神学思想。
You know the rules.
你也知道有规则。
And you know that there are things in your life, secret sins, broken relationships, bad habits that desperately need to change.
你也知道你的生命当中有一些东西是不好的，然后需要改变的。
Or maybe you are on the other side.
也可能说你的情况可能是另外一种。
You're successful, you're active in ministry, but you are absolutely exhausted.
你可能在你的事业方面很成功，你在教会里边有很好的侍奉，但是你在内心你觉得非常非常的这个厌倦。
You're exhausted by the weight of wearing the mask.
因为你自己戴了个面具，所以的话呢，你觉得很疲累。
You'll spend years convincing this church, your family, and your friends that you have it all together.
你可能花了很长的时间，很多年，要向别人、向你的家庭、向你的教会、向你的朋友证明你是一个很不错的人。
But underneath, you're terrified that if the mask drops, people will see the real you.
但实际上，你可能非常害怕，如果有一天你的面具掉下来的话，别人会看到你真实的自我是什么样子。
You're working for a righteousness that is just a costume.
你自己花了很多的精力去建造的这个艺人的形象，其实只是一个演戏的道具而已。
Or maybe you heard the words of Jesus today that you're called to be salt and light, and rather than feeling inspired, you feel crushed.
我们今天也看到耶稣呼召我们要做这个世界上的盐还有光，但是你听了以后，你可能不觉得很受鼓舞，反而你觉得这是对你一个很大的一个负担。
The Holy Spirit has convicted you that you've lost your flavor, your saltiness.
你可能觉得说圣灵不断在谴责你，说你不是盐，也不是光。
You've been blending in.
你跟这个世界没有什么不一样。
You've been hiding your light to avoid the awkwardness, and now you feel useless.
你在世人面前好像是要隐藏自己的光，然后呢，不要让自己造成一种尴尬，然后呢，你自己就像一个在演戏那样子。
If any of those describe you, then I have good news for you today.
如果这些是你今天的状况的话，我有一个好消息要告诉你。
The Sermon on the Mount, which is the text that we read today, it is not a ladder you have to climb.
那今天的这个经文就是耶稣在登山宝训当中的其中一段的教训。这个教训不是说他要搞一个天梯，然后要我们去爬这个天梯。
It is a description of the life that Jesus gives you.
他要讲的其实是讲耶稣他自己的完美的生命，他要把这个生命交给我们。
Remember our foundation, Jesus fulfilled the law.
但是我们要很清楚的知道我们的根基是什么，根基就是耶稣基督，他要把他的完美的生命交给我们。
Because he met the standard of perfection, you don't have to earn your standing before God.
因为耶稣已经用他完美的生命成就了上帝的律法，我们就不再需要说依靠我们自己的努力去得到上帝的奖赏。
You can stop striving.
你可以不再去努力去要谋求功德。
You can drop the mask.
你可以放下自己的面具。
You don't have to pretend to be righteous. You can admit that you are broken and have him make you righteous.
你可以不再去试图想要去通过自己的努力去做一个义人，你可以依靠耶稣基督，让他把你变成一个义人。
Real change, the kind that makes you salty, the kind that makes you shine, the kind that brings honor to your Father.Doesn't start with you trying harder.
我们要做一个真实的人，我们要变成盐还有光，我们要在成为一个在天父面前一个真正的义人，并不是说依靠我们自己的努力去做到。
It starts with you surrendering to Jesus deeper.
而刚好相反，我们是应该是完全的放下自己。
It starts with a simple prayer.
我们要从一个很简单的祷告开始。
Lord, I can't, but you did. Live your life through me.
主啊，我知道我做不到，但是你能够做到。求你的生命来到我的当中，来改变我的生命。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
我们一起低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, gracious Lord.I thank you for this opportunity that we can come this morning before you.
天父我们的主，我们慈悲的主，我很真诚地来到你的面前。
We thank you, Lord, for your word and how it is a mirror before us exposing our lives.
主，我感谢你给我们赐下你的话语，就像一面镜子，让我看到我自己真实的状况。
I know that there are some out there.Who are wearing the mask, Lord, wearing the costume, and it grows heavy.
主啊，我知道这我们当中我们会有一些人，我们有些时候会戴上一个面具，然后穿上一个沉重的这个西装。
I know there are some out there who have a heart problem and they're trying to solve it by using their own willpower and are failing time and time again.
主啊，我知道我们经常会碰到一些很大的问题，我们自己真的没有办法做得更好，我们真的是用了很多的努力去做好，但是每一次我们都失败了。
And I know that there are some out there who hear the command to be salt and light and feel crushed because they've been blending in.
主啊，我知道你呼召我要去做这个世界上的盐，还有做世界上的光，但是我们经常都没有做到，而反过来我们像是与这个世界同流合污那样子。
And the truth is,I have been at every single one of those places in my life.
主啊，我也知道我经历过这个人生的所有的这些问题。
But Lord, you transform people.
主啊，但是我知道你是那个改变人的主。
You allow us to take off the mask, to take off the costume.
你也告诉我们要摘掉我们的面具，要除去我们身上的那些伪装的戏剧。
And you make us truly righteous.
主啊，你会把我们变成一个真正的义人。
You transform our hearts to hearts that desire to please and to honor and to glorify you.
主啊，你会改变我们，改变我们的内心，让我们真正从心里边能够真的是尊荣你，然后要把荣耀归给你。
And you give us the power and the courage to be salt and light in a rotting world, Lord.
主啊，我知道你会赐给我们一种巨大的能力，让我们在这个腐败的世界当中真正成为你的盐还有光。
All you ask is that we come and surrender all that we are to all that you are.
主啊，我们愿意来到你的面前，来放下我们自己，降服在你的面前，然后让我们真正成为像你那样的生命。
That we stand on your righteousness, not ours.
主啊，我们所能够依靠的是你的义，而不是我们自己的义。
That we come for your peace, not ours.
主啊，我们来到你的面前，为要真正得到你的平安，而不是我们自己的平安。
That we surrender to you, Lord.
主啊，我们完全降服在你的面前。
Help us to cast all of these things at the foot of the cross, Lord, that we might have true righteousness.
主啊，请你帮助我们，把我们自己所有的问题都带到你的面前，放在你的脚前，然后帮助我们能够活出一个新的生命。
A transformed heart that will serve you.
主啊，请你让我们有一个更新的心，然后能够来到你面前服侍你。
We pray this in thy wonderful name, Jesus the Christ.
主，我们奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。阿门。